We all know the place. The magic mushroom houses, the tight white pants.
Excuse me?
And all the different attitudes. Arty farties, frenemies, worry warts.
Sometimes I just feel blue.
Cranks, shade throwers, nosies.
What's going on over there?
And there's one thing they have in common.
100.
They're all dudes.
Now for the one-fingered push-up. 1, 2.
Except for one.
High heels.
But what if there were more to the story?
2 days ago, I saw someone who looked like us.
That's impossible.
And then dropped this map.
What if they were never alone?
If there really are other Smurfs out there, we need to find them.
What if this means the Lost Village isn't a legend?
Whoa. Now you're talking about maps and mystery Smurfs.
What's going on in here?
None of your business,
Nosy.
Well, all right.
Brainy! Lefty! Clumsy! Oh, that's not even convincing.
I don't do well in the darkness. I have enough trouble in the daylight.
I didn't think Lost Village was going to be this hard to find.
Whatever you do, don't eat all your rations.
I just ate all my rations!
You know, for all those people that are saying, oh my god, it's been such a good year in movies because you only seen like 2 fucking movies this year or something like that, go fuck yourself. That's all I got to say to you. Smurfs, The Lost Village. 9 fucking a.m. 9 fucking a.m. on a Saturday morning. Thanks a lot, Sony. I know a lot of people are mad at you right now because they're so tied up in the whole Spider-Man bullshit, which I predicted 2 years ago when they made this deal with Marvel's going to happen, so I don't know why people's bitching about it anyway. But I got to tell you, fuck you for making me get up at 9 a.m., actually 7:30 a.m. to be exact, to get a suit on, or at least clothes that look suitable as well, and come out to Culver City, Arclight Culver City, to watch your fucking Smurfs The Lost Village film at the premiere. Meanwhile, at the premiere, I got this goddamn song playing on. It's like in a loop or something like that, whatever. It was playing over, and even when you get into a theater, you just hear. I have never heard of this song ever in my life. I guess the girl's name is Megan Trainor. Look, I hear that beat. I'm out in a club somewhere, and you know, my co-host that does movie stories with me, he can probably relate to this. I hear that song, most likely I'm going to be dancing my ass off. But for this being my first time hearing this song and hearing that blast in repetitive fashion, I fucking hate this song. I despise every bit of this song right here. Just hearing that because I'm a lady shit, that shit blew my goddamn mind. I was blown away by that. I was like, look, I can't take this anymore. You should have seen me with my sunglasses on, sitting in this chair, waiting for Joe Manganiello, or whatever the fuck that nigga name is, Joe Manganiello, and him and Demi Lovato, to whatever the hell their names are, to get done with their picture taking and red carpet walking, to just come in the damn theater. I was like slayed out there, just sitting in my chair, going like, taking a snooze fest until I heard, "Hey everybody, hey, how's it going?" I was like, "Huh? What? And then, you know, obviously some jackass people, ain't you working right now? Shut up, shit, don't fucking judge me. Got me up at 9 a.m. to watch fucking Smurfs. And, you know, when I heard this song, like, granted, I'm not gonna lie, look, I didn't want to be here. I for sure, I did not want to be here. There was not an inch of my bone and body and soul that wanted to be at this place. And then as soon as I get there, park the car, walk across the street, you know, I go like, all right, let's make the best of this shit. It's almost like I woke up in the morning, looked in the mirror as I brushed my teeth and said, fuck you. Now let's go over here and try to make these bitches happy over here. That's exactly what I tried to do. I put my jacket on or whatever and stuff. I was like, damn, I look good. All right, let's go do this. It's go time, baby, you know. And I see Demi Lovato. I'm like, eh. I really don't give a fuck about her, but like, you know, hey, if she threw some ass my way, then you know what I mean. I mean, let's just say, you know, I'd be all down for that. Then I saw Michelle Rodriguez. I didn't even know what was fucking gonna be in the film. I was just looking at her like, well, you ain't really doing shit else with your career anyway. I mean, damn, she plays this type of. That must be in her contract somewhere. It's just the same fucking type over and over. And then next thing I look to my left, I see Julia Roberts there, and I just looked at her, and I was like. Wow. You know, I know your last film was with Sony, but that was working with the great George Clooney. You went from working with the great George Clooney to this. Man, I remember I just went inside the theater. I remember telling the guy, let me get a beer. And he was like, sir, we're not serving any alcohol. I looked at him and was just like, you serve it when it's not a damn premiere here? Fuck it, give me an icy den. Luckily for me, I had a little liquid courage in my jacket pocket. If you catch my drift. So, I'm going to edit that part out. But this just then, P1 showing up to a kid's premiere, even though there were no fucking kids there. These are all grown-ass men and women and shit, with a little liquid courage in his drink. Whatever, then. Let's go ahead and get into the plot synopsis of this shit. So, let's go ahead. So you got, the movie opens up, and this is a reboot. They said, we're not doing that live-action 3D shit we were doing with the 2011 and 2013, I believe, movies with Neil Patrick Harris. We're doing with the fans, which I can't believe I'm saying this. There's actually still fans around of this shit, of what the fans been wanting. Let's do a straight-up animated Smurf movies in Smurf Village. Now, me, as a kid, I watched a lot of these cartoons. I remember all of these cartoons. I was born in 88. People probably saying, you're too late to the game, whatever. I remember watching a lot of these cartoons. Mother put them on for me and stuff. I fucking hated the Smurfs. I never understood their purpose at all. Only except that they tried to gangbang the shit out of Smurfette. That was about it. And even as a kid, I knew that. I was just like, yeah, she gonna be tossing that salad up by the end of the day. She, you know, she can resist as many times as she wants, but it's gonna come a day where she's gonna feel that tingle down there in that little blue vagina. Or, I'm sorry, she's made a that little blue Clado put vagina down there, whatever. She's gonna be like, I'm gonna have to give up some pussy. So, you know, and you just don't choose, so you might as well just give it up for everybody, you know. They're gonna be putting it in every hole they can down there. Even Clumsy Smurf, he gonna find his way into a hole somewhere. People gonna like, this is a kid's movie, P1. God, yeah, he said that shit a couple of days ago, too, for fucking Boss Babe. Who gives a shit? Anyway, though, so that goes with my history of the Smurfs. Everybody's got these childhoods these days, whatever. Not mine. My childhood involved going outside and fucking playing. But, so we open up with Smurfette and everybody else pretty much getting typecasted. You know, everybody's casted to their names. You got Clumsy Smurf, who I just called Dumbass. I don't think he's clumsy at all. I think he's just a straight-up dumbass. I even said that in the movie. I was just like, so he's not clumsy. He's just kind of retarded. Then you got Hefty. Who's Hefty played by? I don't even know. Hefty played by Joe Mangan. Well, he ain't even that no more, so never mind. He's played by a motherfucker that's just a terrible actor. How about that? Joe Mangiele, y'all. There you go. He plays Hefty Smurf, who's pretty much, hey, I'm the muscle of the group. Which, man, I gotta tell you, I don't want to nitpick these fucking animated films like I did with Boss Baby, which I just fucking reviewed. So, you know, seeing this now and going on, you're just like, fuck. There's a scene in here where Hefty couldn't pick up this stick. I don't give a damn if it was glued to the ground or not or whatever and shit. First of all, it's fucking, I don't know where they get glue from anyway, but this dude was literally punching through walls in this film. That's how strong he was. He made a damn tunnel damn near collapse. And he couldn't pick up a stick that was glued to the ground. That shit blew my fucking mind. I was just like, oh my god, man, this movie's so fucking bad that it's making me look at little pieces of continuity bullshit like that. Which normally I wouldn't give a shit about, but it's like, it's like the scene right after the scene. Whatever, who gives a shit anyway? Hefty Smurf, he just there because I don't know why they call him Hefty. They need to call him Horny Smurf because he's trying to fuck Smurfette, who's played by Demi Lovato. And they pretty much just got her because she could sing the soundtrack with Meghan Trainor over here and stuff. Rainn Wilson, Gargamel. Fucking hate that character so goddamn much. Clumsy Smurf was played by Jack McBrayer. You might have seen him on a couple of those Triumph the Insult Dog skits. Brainy Smurf, played by Danny Pudi. I don't know who the fuck that is. His last name is Pudi. Pudi Tang. Oh. Yeah, actually, I don't know who this is. He was in Captain America. He's not ringing a bell to me. He's been a lot of shit. He's not ringing a bell at all to me. You got Papa Smurf, played by Mandy Patinkin. Damn, they actually got the cat played by... Who the fuck could the cat play? You don't say, you don't talk, so... Frank Walker, whatever. Then you got all these other characters. Okay, anyway, basically. Okay, so you got these four Smurfs here. Clumsy, Brainy, and Hefty, along with Smurfette. Smurf, they goes, because everybody's got their thing, whatever, you know. And Smurfette's like, what is my thing, though? They tell the story of, like, she was made by Gargamel to pretty much infiltrate the Smurf village and pretty much snitch on them to Gargamel. Although Papa Smurf, he used some kind of blue magic on her and shit and turned her into a good girl. But she still doesn't really know her place in this Smurf village world, if you will. Till one day they decide to cheer her up and say, hey, Smurfette, let's go, I don't know, because they do this test on her where Brainy Smurf invented this stupid-ass machine where it tells you, hey, what you're into or something like that. So when they do it on Hefty, it just shows a muscle because, you know, he's into muscles. And it's like, the fuck do you need that device for? I remember I just threw my hands up and I was just like, all these devices here, and it just, that's what that thing does? Just tells you, like, you already know that. Just like, these characters are so one note. It's like, the hell do you need this device for? And it was just a plot point in there just to say, oh, for Smurfette to put it on and go like, oh, what am I going to be? The machine ends up blowing up and all the powder and magic that it, she absorbs it all and nothing happens because they're like, oh, she was created by magic so she can absorb magic. And it's just like, I remember saying it right there in the movie. I said almost out loud too. I know the people next to me heard it. I said, and there's your trait, Smurfette, which I'm sure is going to come up at the end. It's funny because as I'm watching clip by clip of this movie, I'm like predicting the movie for the future. I'm foreshadowing this bitch like a month. I damn near should have been spoiling it for the rest of the audiences here and stuff like that. Because I don't know if it's just for seeing back-to-back movies on a weekly basis for 5 years or whatever, but this movie was just so goddamn predictable. I mean, they just laid the blueprint out for you right there. And it, for me, I was just like, wow, I predicted this ending. I predicted this plot point here, this trait that was happening and stuff. So anyway, they decide to go smurfboarding. That's what they call it. They end up falling and blah, 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 whatever. The wind blows her off somewhere. She ends up seeing some eyes. She chases these eyes down to the wall. Now, I'm not going to lie. I was so out of tune with this movie that when I saw that wall, only thing I could think of, because it was Saturday, mind you, and this past Saturday, I don't know if you guys know or not, but Attack on Titan returned, so when all I heard was this fucking song playing in the background. I was humming that shit through the rest of the damn movie. I'm not gonna lie. I was so fucking out of this movie. And when by the time I saw that wall, that's how I was like. I was doing that for the whole fucking movie. I felt so bad for people that sat next to me because I was. And there, I didn't even know I was in a theater. That's how my brain just like completely shut the fuck off, whatever, that I forgot I was in a theater. I had to look around. I was like, oh man, I was humming that, wasn't I? And I was like, oh, I better start focusing on the movie again or whatever. But, you know, I mean, come on now. Whenever you see a wall, you can't stop to think, but, you know, like, you know. I don't know what the fuck they saying at the beginning of that, but that it just sounds epic as shit. A lot. So every time I see that wall, I go. But so she decides. She found a hat. Gargamel ends up catching her, and then he traces. He takes the hat from her and says, I've never seen this hat in this design before. He puts some spell on it and finds out that there's a lost village of Smurfs that he can track down. And he decides to go after them instead of the original Smurf village he decided to track. They end up escaping with Smurfette. So, and they tell Papa Smurf, hey, we need to go save these Smurfs. It's kind of my fault, you know. And he tells them, you're grounded. You're not allowed to go over the wall because the Titans are over there. You don't want to fuck with them. They eat people. I'm sorry, wrong thing again. I'm thinking of fucking Attack on Titan. And you just can't go over there. And she says, okay, let's go. She ends up sneaking out. Next thing you know, the other three... Brainy, Hefty, and Clumsy, they decide, hey, we're going to come with you because although they don't use that Smurf pun, oh, actually, they do say puns in here, whatever, a lot, actually, a lot of fucking puns, too. Although they don't go, like, what the Smurf or anything like that anymore, they say Smurf team so much in this goddamn movie that it's almost just as annoying as what the Smurf or anything like that, you know? So that annoyed the shit out of me every time they said Smurf team in here 4 or 5 times. I was like, okay, we get it. They even recorded saying Smurf team on a fucking ladybug and repeated that over again. I just looked at that and was like, wow, we just gonna keep throwing that in there. We're a Smurf team. We're going to stick together and do this. They decide to go over the wall. And I'm not going to lie, the animation up until this point looked like a fucking pop-up book. I was not impressed by this at all. I looked at Sony and was just like, you know, look, Angry Birds wasn't the greatest movie at all. I think it is the best video game movie I've seen. I'm not saying a lot, to be honest. As far as a textural standpoint, it looks good. The story element is hard to find. Not hard to follow. There's some good character moments in there. And then the third act kind of ends up like the fucking video game in a way. But there were some parts in there with the background environments. I was like, wow, the animation on this actually looks realistic. Almost on the level. Well, I wouldn't say go that far now. But I was like, this is probably some of the best animation I've seen outside of Disney, Pixar, Leica. You know, the usual great studios that actually make great animated films. And then I saw the opening of this film. And I said, oh, good Lord. We're back to that fucking pop-up book shit that they love to do here so much. This looks like shit. But when they cross this wall, I got to give the movie a little bit more credit. Just like in the Angry Birds movie, I thought that the animation in this movie looked fine. As a matter of fact, the Smurfs, they're fine. I thought they looked like shit still. The Smurfs themselves, I thought they looked like shit. I thought I was just looking at a blue blob of clay or something like that just thrown on a screen. And mainly, that's probably what it is, to be honest. But the more of the environmental places, like when they go into this, like, it's almost like Smurf Village sucked ass and this Lost Village here was just the best thing that could happen to them. I don't know how you could not have seen this at all or none of these things flew over the wall. It makes no damn sense to me or whatever, especially since there's a crack in the wall. I don't know how any of these creatures in the Lost Village never came over, which finds out that the Smurf Village is really the Lost Village, not that this one is. Whatever. But the flowers, the dragonflies, the grass. I thought all of that looked really good. Look, I'm praising grass and shit now, whatever. So they end up tangling with Gargamel. They end up deploying him and stopping him to the point where they almost got rid of him. And this is where it really just lost me. So he's drowning. He's yelling, my cat can't swim. At least come back and save me. Save the cat or whatever. And then Hefty Smurf, we gotta go back and save him. Brainy Smurf, look, I gotta give this man credit right here. He said, what? Why? He's like, he's our mortal enemy. He chooses to take us and drain us of our life force, if you will. And he's like, look, you know how I am. I wear my heart on my sleeve. We gotta go back and save him. I just looked at that and was just like, he's fucking fine. He's barely, his head is, okay, whatever. They end up going back to save him. And even, what's her name? A Smurfette. She's like, look, as much as I hate Gargamel, we just can't leave him here. And I'm just like, just leave his ass here. You're stupid, right? You do realize, okay, whatever. Anyway, he ends up knocking them off the boat and saying, aha, you forgot to mention that I'm evil, remember? And he ends up knocking them off the boat. They fall over a cliff, nearly dying to their deaths. And that's the thing I kind of hate about this movie, too, is that they make so many dumbass moves in this film that, I guess, let me go ahead and finish that. They find the Lost Village, and next, you know, there you go. End of the story. There you go. Anyway, so they make so many dumbass moves here that it's like, you don't even acknowledge them. It's like, you know, Brainy points out, he's like, look, this is all your fault, Hefty. And then he even blames Smurfette, too. And they're trying to, like, stick up for themselves. And there's even a line here, too. She's like, Hefty, I don't need you to stick. It's almost, okay, I know this was written by, what was it? What's their names? It's two women, if I'm not mistaken. Pamela Ribbon, if I'm not mistaken, and Stacey Harmon. And I think it was directed by a woman, too. Kelly Asbury. No, that's a dude. I don't know if I'm saying. I think it's a dude. He did the Romeo and Juliet film. Could be mistaken. I should look it up, but I just don't really give a fuck to be looking up. I know that they had to probably write this with some, I hate to use this, some feminist choices here and stuff like that, by using the muscle tone Smurf to defend the female Smurf, and for her to say, I don't need you to, he's just looking at that, I was like, oh dear God. You're not being good. Like, look, I'm fine with that in movies, whatever, but it's like, this movie trying to do it, it's like, stop trying to act like you have some kind of purpose to be here, because you really don't have a purpose to be here. You're just trying to throw that in and be like, look how strong she is, and that's her characteristic, and it's just like, nobody gives a fuck. That's the whole fucking point of this movie, is you trying to make me care about these Smurfs who have no personality, really. They're just one-note characteristic traits of things. Like I said, one's just really smart. One's just really strong. One's just stupid as fuck, you know? I mean, so it's like, these aren't characters. These are like Transformer robots at that or whatever. They don't have personalities. Okay, so it's like, I don't give a fuck about none of these people. So when he pointed them out for that, I was like, good. He should point them out for that, whatever. Because they made a stupid decision, want to go back to save this dude. Ever, so, but they don't ever go nowhere with it. They end up getting found by the Lost Village Smurfs, if you will. And they take in Smurfette, like she's one of their own. It's like, oh, we never had boys here before. So, you know, they're poking at them and stuff like that. I think one of them, I don't remember who this one was. It might have been Ellie, maybe it was Ellie Kemper. Because I know Michelle Rodriguez was the bitch one. Who's, I don't trust him and stuff like that. You know, got a snarl and shit like that. Damn, even in animated form, she's found a way to do that shit. I'm so sick of that shit. Or maybe it was Smurf Lily. I don't remember. I think it was Ellie Kemper, though. She got on my fucking nerves. It was like she was coked up on codeine or something like that. She was just jumping around, excited, yelling and shit. That's because that's what all these damn things do in the whole movie. They yell in this movie about a total of 5 times, just shouting out loud, screaming and shit. I had to put my fingers in my ears multiple times. I was just so fucking annoyed by these little things or whatever. And she was just one of the... Her and Clumsy, they were just two of the worst. I couldn't take them little shits anymore and stuff. Kids will probably find them fun. That's all good and well. But sit down, you little fuck, okay? Because there's adults in this whole goddamn theater right now, you know? So I'm judging this on an adult theme right now. And my time, it was so fucking annoying there. And then, you know, Michelle Rodriguez, they find out, hey, you know... Smurfette, you know, she's not what she's supposed to be. She's created by Gargamel to lead him here and stuff like that. Gargamel ends up showing up, and get this, people, his good plan here that he's been working on for months, he claims, is I'm gonna create freeze balls and freeze the Smurfs to capture him in here. Don't worry, I'll wait while you think about that. Took this man months to come up with just creating freeze balls. Which, when you get into the logic of those, don't make no goddamn sense neither. But I digress on that. Because what they start doing with those at the end of the film, I was just like, wow, you just completely just expanded the grasp of those freeze balls right there. But, you know, whatever. His plan is just create freeze balls. I was like looking at that, I was like, how could you not find this village? I'm just confused by this, whatever. Because he shows a map, right, of the whole... area that they all live in, and it was a bunch of X's on there and stuff like that, and yet I'm just looking like, how the fuck could you miss this? And then I love it too, because even the Lost Village area, there's no X's on there or anything. So I was like, so you mean to tell me you've never went over there, even though you've been looking for, you're just a dumbass too then. Okay. You're just a dumbass. Like, I couldn't take him seriously at all. It was just annoying as shit, to be honest. And you know, you get to this whole thing where, you know, Gargamel, he ends up taking all the Smurfs, the female Smurfs, and even Papa Smurf, which, by the way, it took these Smurfs forever to get to this village. And Papa Smurf, he just comes swarming in on a bunny, and he's just like, I came to look for Smurfette and the boys and stuff like that. And I'm just looking like, how the fuck did you even know to come here, first of all? How'd you know we were here? And it's called a lost village. How'd you know to come here? Meanwhile, as I'm thinking this in my head, every time I try to think in this movie, the only song that just kept coming back in my head was that. And I just stopped thinking. I was like, oh, fuck. I wanted to punch something, so I just stopped thinking in general at that sense. But then they all get taken. Smurfette sit there crying, and then she realizes, I have to save them because, wait a minute, I'm not a Smurf. I can stop him then. I'm just like, I don't even know what the fuck that means, but who gives a shit? She manages, and Gargamel, they all manage to get back to his castle in a matter of minutes. And, because apparently the Smurf village is like right down the street or something like that. And now that I think about it, wasn't that Megan? Didn't she do the Peanuts movie? Didn't she do a song in there? And I really like the Peanuts movie too. So I digress. Maybe I'll look it up later. Actually, nah. Who am I kidding? I'm not gonna look it up later. I don't give a fuck. But anyway, so she shows up and, you know, he's about to drain these Smurfs. And I love it too. Their plan is, we're gonna break out. We're gonna just jump from there here. But he ends. They end up breaking out, and then they get caught. He throws them in the tube, and he turns the machine on by the bird running in this thing. And I love it too, because Brainy and Hefty, the only two to get thrown in this little jar here, they're just standing there screaming. They're standing there screaming. They're not even trying to stop or save these other Smurfs. These Smurfs are getting sucked to their youth and life. And then meanwhile, when he absorbs their life forms, this motherfucker puts a cape on and a gold chain. I don't know what it is, what movie studios would think gold chains and capes and all this stuff are like hip or cool or anything like that, but where I'm from, City of Compton, that's called a pimp. The motherfucker had a perm and every goddamn thing. It's a pimp. He's pimping his hoe, which is Smurfette. You see the traits I'm going here with this now? Smurfette shows up, and these two Brainy and Hefty dumbasses are still just standing there watching. And they go, no, Smurfette, no. She says, you know, hey, I want to come back to the dark side, baby. You know, she's like, look, I know you. I've been bad to you, daddy. You know, she even does call him dad. Wow, I just broke down that Smurf logic. He's a pimp, and she's his hoe. So, look, dad, I'm back to you. Take me back. I promise. I'm going to get on that corner. I'm going to sell all his ass to the Smurfs. Okay? I love it because they think they're empowering this character here, but they turn her into a bigger hoe than what she already was. She can especially with dialogue like this. Look, come on, daddy. Take me back. He decides to take her back. And not to know this, but when he starts trying to turn her back to evil, she absorbs all of his energy, all of the magic and stuff like that, because like I said at the beginning of the film, what does she do? She absorbs the magic from that machine. So that's her trait. She absorbs magic. And as she absorbs the magic, the fucking two Smurfs finally decide that, oh, we should go save the other Smurfs. No shit, you fucking morons. Which, by the way, how the fuck did those... Never mind, who gives a shit? How did these little cages fit all those damn Smurfs in? And I love it because they didn't even show you all the Smurfs together. It's almost like the studio didn't know how... It's almost like new consoles. Anybody ever played Dead Rising? Okay, you remember how they just couldn't put that many zombies in on the Xbox 360 or anything like that? They couldn't put that many zombies in on one screenshot because, well, the hardware couldn't handle that. But when it got to the Xbox One, and then, you know, you got the... What was it, Dead Rising 3, if I'm not mistaken? And you saw, like, just millions of or thousands of zombies. That's because the hardware updated. It's kind of like the same thing here. They don't have the good animation that Disney and Pixar has over there. So they just said, fuck it, just hide that cage. Don't show the rest of those Smurfs or anything. We don't know how to do that. That's almost what that felt like here. They end up saving all the Smurfs, stopping Gargamel, shooting him somewhere. I don't know, somewhere to the other side of the fucking... Just kill him. I mean, just damn, just go ahead and kill him. That's what you need to do. They end up saying, hey, Smurfette, you did it. And they come back, and she's turned to fucking clay. I would have applauded this movie had it would have just kept her as clay. I actually almost said, oh, wow, that's cool right there. They turned her into clay. They kind of killed her in a way. But then my five-second brain clicked back on, and this you know, that awful song just stopped in my head or whatever. I'm a lady. All my girls, show me shut the fuck up. That song stopped playing in my head for a second. I said, oh, who am I fucking kidding? They're probably going to hold hands or somebody's going to cry over her, and the next, you know, some energy is going to burst out of them, and then she's going to come back to life. Sure enough, after all this, you know, they go back to Smurf Village or whatever. They have like a little bit of a, somewhat of a funeral for her. They surround her by flowers. And then sure enough, they held hands, and then next, you know, they all close their eyes. Some of them even cry, and then the energy from their hands shot out and brought her back to life. And I was just like, that don't even make any goddamn sense. How the fuck does that even work? Okay? That would mean... Alright, never mind. I don't want to go into details about these little fucking Smurfs. I'm already at 30 minutes here, and I'm shocked at that. So I'm not going to go into details about this, but whatever. I just could not give a flying fuck about this movie, to be honest. I will admit, This is probably a step up above those last two films, because them last two films was dog shit. Matter of fact, that last one was so bad, I didn't even want to acknowledge it. I'm not gonna lie. I did not want to acknowledge that as well. I just said, you know, I'm just not even gonna bring it up. I'm just not gonna bring it up. Not even gonna try to talk about it or anything like that. So let's move on. So this one's definitely a step up in some parts. When the step up part is, I can say, like Boss Baby, it's made for fucking 5-year-olds, and that's about it. And I think that's a real tragedy when it comes to animated films, outside of, like I said, Pixar, Disney, Leica, and stuff like that. Because these other studios, man, they just don't even try. Like, they don't even try to add a tenth degree of levelness of, I don't know, like, characteristic moments or anything like that where it can make you believe, like, oh, wow, we're writing this for adults and your kids. Making family films, not just fucking 5-year-old films here. I don't know any adults that can sit here and actually stand and watch this movie. I don't know even if an adult liked this film, could they go back and watch it and say, oh, man, why did I even enjoy it the first time here? I think it's good for the kids, but fuck the kids. I don't really give a shit what they think at this point, because you know why? A 5-year-old ain't listening to this right now going, dang, that P1 is amazing. All right, wait, 5-year-olds, can they even talk, to be honest? I don't know. As you can tell, I don't surround myself around kids or whatever and shit. I'm more in touch with the 9-year-olds, wink, wink, you know. But but either way, though, yeah. Look, go ahead, kids. You're probably going to enjoy the shit out of this film. Hell, I would not be shocked if this makes same money as Boss Baby level money when this comes out. But for me, yeah, this is going to get a... how about this? Once again, I'll be generous. I'll give it a high fuck it. Oh, yeah. I'll give it a high fuck it. I'm only giving it that high fuck it just because that wall made me think of Attack on Titan. So it did something to where it made me think about, oh, yeah, Attack on Titan Season 2 starts today. Got to get home and go check that out now. You know, but other than that, this movie's a piece of shit, actually. So high fuck it.
Is this safe? We're not in Smurf Village anymore.
It's time to take a road trip. I'll be like, ah, blah, blah. They'll be all like,
oh no, I got a little.
And I'll be like,
I think my rations are coming up.
What's so funny?
That's what I call talking out of your butt.
We have to find the village before they do.
Incoming bird.
We mean you no harm. We're looking for the lost village.
Wow!
What the hell?
I'm really freaking out, you guys!
Smurfs, the lost village.